You're listening to the Full Tilt Boogie Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. Portions of this broadcast have been pre-recorded.
Show. It's great of you to join us, everybody. I am Internet Radio Zone, Chuck Amuck, and with me, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the watchdog, the resident watchdog, Christian. What's going on, Christian from Philly? How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great, my brother. Those assholes from AEW Dynamite Fallout try to pick a fight with us. Those motherfuckers, them motherfuckers.
Yes, those assholes. There's assholes everywhere. They're among us. They're among us all over. Brother, let me tell you, man. I debated. I didn't know whether I wanted to do a show tonight. I did. But, I mean, it's just going to be, it's just going to be a big old bitch session, really. I'm going to be bitching, and I got to air it out. So let's go ahead and get this started, get it out of the fucking way. What do you say? Let's move along with this shit. See where it takes us. And if I start moving away and then I forget where I'm at, I ask you, where were
don't
we?
Worry. Don't worry.
Revert back.
Yeah, don't worry.
Mar-a-Lago raid. We haven't been able to talk about it. It's been a few
Mar-a-Lago.
Weeks since we've been here.
I thought it was pronounced Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago, yeah. Mar-a-Lago. So the raid in Mar-a-Lago. Your thoughts on the raid in Mar-a-Lago, Christian. Was it necessary, do you think?
Well, first, we have to explain what this place is first, in case people don't know or they live under a rock or what this place is.
Well, it's one of President Trump's homes, one of former President Trump's residences. I guess he has a few. This one is in Florida, the Sunshine State.
Yeah.
Florida, Mar-a-Lago, beautiful place. Of course, the FBI raided it, went in and took some 16, 17 boxes of shit out. Didn't let anybody, none of the lawyers or anything on Trump's behalf watch them while they did this. They just went in and they wanted to be alone. I mean, they could have planted shit. Who the fuck knows? But we'll see. Right now, it looks really bad for old Donnie, for old Dirty Donnie.
Yeah, for old Cheeto Man himself.
Yeah, the big giant orange. It's looking real bad for him.
They did not leave the cutting room floor.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you. The thing about it is that there's two sides to every story. And right now, they're just presenting one side. It's all one-sided. And, I mean, he's been in this shit so many times before for the past 6 years. It's looked like gloom and doom. Maybe this time they finally got him. Who knows?
I'm pretty sure they did. It's pretty much done.
I mean, how many times has it looked like that? Throughout, since he started this shit of, running for president. They threw hookers at him. That didn't work. They threw fake other hookers in Russia pissing on him. It was all made up shit. That didn't fucking work.
Well, here's the thing. This was during, when he was getting ready to be elected. And during his presidency, they couldn't touch him. Now that he's not president no more, he's vulnerable. He's fucked.
Yeah, I don't know about fuck, but I do know that they're raking him through the coals yet once again. And, you know, I mean, I'm on Team Dirty Donnie, man. I think this guy, they're so fucking scared of him. They're so scared of him. They had to block him from Twitter. He can't fucking express his opinions to the masses because, oh, the masses can't see a different side. The masses are not allowed to see. We have to keep the fucking sheep herded, bro. So that they can't see anything else out there.
I don't believe the president of I personally believe the president of the United States shouldn't even have a Twitter account in the first place.
Nevertheless, so here we are, another scandal, if you will, with,
yeah,
you know, President Trump, and we'll see where it goes. Right now it looks real damning. But the thing is, man, they took these things, and they've released the warrant and shit. Of course, you can't see shit. It's all blacked out. It's just another circus show that the Democrats are trying to fucking create. It's over and over again, bro. It's a fucking rinse and repeat. You fucking rinse it, you fucking repeat it, and you just do it again. And it's the same fucking shit. He had Russian hookers pissing on him, supposedly, allegedly, whatever the hell you want to call it. It never happened. It was all a bunch of made-up shit. This, at the end, will also be a bunch of... And this whole thing with January 6th is also another bunch of fucking horse shit. But I digress. So Donald Trump, you know, looks like they got him. You know, and these documents that they had, all right?
Yeah.
By the way, it's 619-924-0815 if you want to join in the madness. These documents that allegedly he had, right? Presidents are allowed to take shit home with them. They were mainly like handwritten fucking notes and shit from his desk. They're allowed to take the shit. They have like 12 years. So then he had been in contact with them. They had gone over there, gone through his fucking shit before. And then all of a sudden, they stopped contact, and they showed up with, you know, to make a big scene, and here we fucking are, you know. It's like he says. He constantly uses the word witch hunt, and that's exactly what it is. It's a fucking witch hunt. So the Mar-a-Lago saga raid continues. The Mar-a-Lago raid saga continues, that is. And we will keep you posted and updated on this story as it develops, because it's, you know, it's just all getting started, and I'm calling it now. It's a bunch of fucking horse shit, just like all the other things about him have been in the past. It's a bunch of fucking horse shit. But I digress. Bro, do you know what swatting is?
Yeah, swatting is when a bunch of fuckwits, right? This is all a prank. When you fucking call the SWAT team to police officers, and then you prank these poor fucking people, thinking it's a real emergency, and then you, these poor people, they, one minute they're like eating the food or playing the video game, the next SWAT teams are busting down your fucking door, and they almost arrest you, and they think it's a real fucking emergency. Dickheads. That's what swatting is. Dickheads.
Well, apparently, you know, somebody that doesn't agree with Congresswoman Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene out of Georgia.
Wow.
Does not agree with her views on transgenderism or transgender, whatever you want to call it, transgender folk, right? Apparently, some transgender guy or girl or whatever it is, And they came clean, by the way. They called in and said it was them and shit. And they fucking swatted her not once, but twice, two nights in a row.
Why? Because they didn't, what was her opinion again? What did they didn't agree on?
Well, she doesn't agree with, you know, the transgender views and whatnot. Is what they're
saying.
That's
fine.
That's what it's over.
That's fine. You can hate her opinion about transgenderism. That's fine, all right? I don't agree to it either, but I wouldn't fucking pick up a phone and waste the police time and then fucking swat this woman's house not once but twice. That's a fucking hate crime, you idiot. You're proving her opinions right by doing this, you fucking moron.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of like, so it defeats the purpose. It makes them look bad as well.
Yeah,
standing
idiot.
For that cause. Yeah. It's pretty fucked up, man.
By the way, they would have found you out anyway. You didn't have to confess. They would have tracked your fucking phone number. They would have found you out anyway.
Wait a minute. No. The person is still out there. They don't know who it is. Apparently, the person did it somehow. You know how at the beginning of our shows, I have the little tag at the beginning that I created, the British woman talking about how you're listening to, you know, the Full Tilt Boogie Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. Portions of this broadcast have been pre-recorded, right? I created that tag using a program called Voice. It's a voice deal, right? Voice to speech, text to speech. So you type in there what you want it to fucking say. You pick the accent of the person. You pick a male or a female. You pick their accent from what country they are and shit. And you make a little tag, right? And so that's essentially what I did there. Well, apparently these people did the fucking swatting using something like that.
Asshole.
And they were very creative in how they did it, and so they remain anonymous. And so, yeah. And so then they called the police to taunt them about it, to let them know and shit. And so, yeah, apparently the people are still out there. But, yeah, swatted two nights in a row, Congresswoman Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene out of Georgia, and yet you don't hear about this shit on fucking channel, you know, your local affiliates, okay? What are they in Philadelphia? What's channel ABC in Philadelphia?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you don't fucking hear it there.
I only have Fox Network.
Yeah, well, you don't hear it on there either. Well, maybe you'll hear it on there. Yeah, you probably will hear it on there. But you won't hear it on fucking ABC. You won't hear it on CBS. And you definitely won't hear it on fucking NBC. And if you do, it's just a little blurb, and then that's it. And it's gone. And it's fucking heinous, and it's fucked up is what it is. And it sucks that that's where we're at in this country, where people are so low to do that. You know, they could go in there and shoot her. She makes the wrong fucking move. Thinks her house is under invasion or some shit. Pulls out a gun from under the cover. Boom. I mean, it's fucked up is what it is. But yet you don't even hear about it on the news. Why? Because, you know, I guarantee you the people that fucking did it, they're not no fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene supporters. They're not no Donald Trump supporters. They're not Republicans. They're Democrats. And it'll fucking it'll make the Democratic people look bad. So that's why you're not going to see it on the fucking news, if I may say so. But I digress. So two nights in a row of swatting this woman.
Asshole.
Student loan forgiveness.
Okay. Student loan forgiveness. What? Even the name is fucking garbage, isn't it?
Tell me about your thoughts on this.
I forgive you for giving me a student loan, teacher. I forgive you.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're forgiving them for giving us a loan. Look, man, I don't know. I mean, that Biden is following through on his campaign promise. Voting season is among us. So he had to do this.
I'm not voting.
Biden had to fucking do this, whether you like it or not, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or not, because you know what? There's Democrats that are against this too. There's also Democrats sitting out there that know damn well that they've gotten played with all this COVID shit and all this nonsense that the fucking pandemic is, you know, is a result of those who aren't vaccinated. When, you know, now, you know, here you have Biden getting fucking COVID fucking two times in 2 or 3 weeks, and he's already had it 3 or 4 times since it fucking came out, and he's double, triple, whatever the hell vaccinated. So it's all a bunch of horse shit, and he's not the only one that's already been vaccinated and boosted and all that shit, and it just keeps coming around.
Yeah.
There's people out there that have got to know they've been duped.
Yeah.
But now, they're even fucking blaming Donald Trump now. Oh, he fucking forced us to take this shit. I'm not kidding you. I saw some shit on it. We'll talk about it next week or next time. Because it'll be a bigger thing even then. I just barely saw something about it.
We can't talk about it next weekend.
But the student loan forgiveness, so now they're going to, you know, forgive, you know, student loans and shit. So these people, they got their fucking degrees. It's not my fault they can't get a fucking job or whatever the hell. Now the money's, it's like billions of dollars, bro, forcing it back to the fucking people, the taxpayers.
So wait a minute, wait, hold on. So that means they're giving back money to students or what?
No, it means that fucking the student, the money that they borrowed, however much it was, $100,000 or whatever, they don't have to pay it back.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. They don't have to pay it back, bro.
Have to pay it back?
The people that borrowed the money.
Oh.
Joe Biden's going to forgive them.
Oh, fuck.
It's, you know, he's going to forgive them, bro.
We'll give you a pass. You know, we'll give you a pass.
Yeah, think about what that does. So what happens to the people that have already paid their student loans? They got out of school. They worked their asses off, 2 jobs or whatever. They paid their fucking loans. Are they going to get that money back?
Probably not. If not ever.
Yeah, that's where we're at with this shit, bro.
This year's been bonkers.
And so there's got to be Democrats out there that are like, hey, wait a minute. I paid my fucking bills. That's not going to look good for Uncle Joe and the Democrats come election time, I don't think. I mean, I don't know. Are they going to turn a blind eye to this? Just like they turned a blind eye to fucking BLM, these motherfuckers living in mansions and shit and fucking all kinds of fucking madness, and they're not even fucking doing anything with the money that they said they were going to do or nothing. And then fucking, you know... It's all fucked up, man. So that's another thing that we'll keep you posted on, along with the, you know, Congresswoman situation. Because the Congresswoman situation, you don't even see it on the news. You don't even fucking... And then also, the thing, here within the past 4 months, we've had a judge, a Supreme Court justice, a guy trying to kill him, which you barely heard about in the news. And we had a fucking congresswoman getting swatted twice, and you're barely hearing about it. But if it was fucking Anastasia Ocasio-Cortez or whatever the hell, oh, it'd be all fucked up. It'd be, oh, my God.
At the end of the day, it basically says, don't be a fucking politician. Anyway.
You had Mark Zuckerberg, bro.
The creator of Facebook.
Yeah.
Or some people might call it Meta.
Well, he's in the news, oddly enough, for an update that, you know, the update about Biden's son, Hunter Biden, the whole laptop thing.
Yeah.
You know, this laptop thing emerged right before the presidential election, you know, where Biden, you know, where they said Biden won that election. Right before that election, this news broke out about Hunter Biden's laptop and shit and all the nonsense. Man, you should look into it. If you have not looked into it, you should look into all the nonsense that's in this laptop. There's videos of him, and there's all kinds of madness with hookers and Russian hookers. They're the ones with Russian hookers. He's probably the one that had the fucking Russian hooker pee on him.
Probably. But what does this have to do with the creator of Facebook?
Well, the FBI fucking reached out to the fucking creator of Facebook and told him not to fucking let this story go through because it was fake news. It was disinformation from Russia. No, it wasn't disinformation from Russia. It was Hunter Biden getting all fucked up, going and dropping his laptop off with some fucking dude and forgetting to go pick it up. The dude is finally like, hey, man, you got to come pick this shit up. He finally takes a peek at the laptop to see what all's in there. Because the guy was supposed to do some repairs on it, right? Finally starts looking into seeing what the fuck's going on with this. And there's all kinds of shit in there, government shit. It's Hunter Biden's laptop.
All right.
Videos
so
of him smoking crack and shit. So they told Zuckerberg not to fucking let these stories go through. Basically, what they did was they hindered a fucking election.
Yeah.
By doing that. That's fucking news. But they hid it. The fucking media is in bed with this shit because Facebook is a media company. And they're in bed with the fucking Democrats to try to make sure that there's never a fucking Republican in charge again. It's fucking corrupt.
I just wonder, Mark Zuckerberg is in the middle of this. That's the funny thing about all this.
Zuckerberg what now?
The fact that Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook, is in the middle of all this now.
Yeah, right? Looking like a fucking robot. Looks like a fucking droid. With a stupid fucking bitch boy haircut.
Fuck Facebook.
However old he is and he still has a bitch boy haircut. A fuck boy haircut. I call it the fuck boy. That's what I call it. The fucking short bangs. But I digress. So yeah, fucking Zuckerberg. He's in the middle of all this shit now. And then he casually revealed, you know, that the FBI reached out to him. That's pretty fucked up. That's them controlling fucking shit. They had to win this election to fuck up the country, bro. Because they knew exactly what they were going to do. They were going to fucking open the fucking gates, let everybody come in. Then what they're going to do is they're going to fucking make it to where all these people that came in, they're Americans now. Let them vote. They're going to fucking all vote for Uncle Joe because Uncle Joe fucking left the gates open for them to come in. And they're going to make sure that there's never a fucking Republican elected again by doing that. And it's fucked up. They're changing the whole fabric of America.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
This carjacking craze that we're going to talk about here in a little while, it has to do with this shit.
Probably,
but I digress. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a little short break.
All
right. I'm gonna get my thoughts together and calm the fuck down a little bit before I have a heart attack here. Only because it means this much to me, bro. Only because it means this much.
Yeah.
If I didn't give a fuck, I wouldn't be doing this shit. 619-924-0815. That's the number. Give us a call if you have the guts. The Full Tilt Boogie Show. We'll be right back after these words on the Full Tilt Boogie Show right here on the World Generation Podcast Network.
I'd like to touch them and feel their heat. And when I get to thinking about it, a conscience can't be beat. No need for second guess.
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Looking for a wild show about your precious Dallas Cowboys? Check out the Puro Pinche Cowboys Podcast, Season 2, coming soon, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more. Puro Pinche Cowboys! Puro Pinche Cowboys!
Podcast.
Hey, this is Chuck Elite inviting you to tune in to Dynamite Fallout, a show where Christian Killjoy and I break down AEW Dynamite's weekly episodes right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. That's Dynamite Fallout, Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Welcome back to the Full Tilt Boogie Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am Internet Radio's own Chuck Amuck. And with me, as always, the resident watchdog, Christian from Philly. Bro, how was your week?
Yeah.
How was your week?
It was a good week. None very exciting happened, you know. No movie updates, no movie announcements for theaters. I want to go to the movie theater so bad, but there's not a single good movie out there that's interested in me watching. So.
Not even Top Gun?
No. What's exciting about it? A bunch of people flying in fucking airplanes? I could just go on YouTube and watch that.
Yeah, I missed it myself, bro. I missed it myself, so... Yeah, I mean, you know, what are you going to do, man? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk about news and current events and politics and pop culture and bears and more. And we do that when we can, and we do it when we want right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. And I'm talking about the Full Tilt Boogie Show. And you don't want to miss on this shit. You don't want to miss out on this shit. Speaking of shit, it's the shithole of the week. In California, bro.
California.
They're fucking, they got flags, or I mean, I'm sorry, billboards. Billboards in California about Texas. They're talking about don't move. They're warning Californians not to move to Texas.
This must be a personal thing for you.
No, actually, I'm all for it, bro. They should have fucking done this shit long ago. Them motherfuckers are coming over here with their stupid ideals. And they're going to end up turning fucking Texas into a goddamn Democrat state. They should have done this shit long ago, sons of bitches. Here's
the fucking billboard, bro.
It says, you know, because we have our slogan, don't mess with Texas. And as you know, friend of the show, Albert, has a song about don't mess with Texas, right? Every year they have a contest, submit your song to the Don't Mess with Texas campaign, and if you get selected, they make commercials based on your song. And that's why we heard that song, because that was Albert's submission for the Don't Mess with Texas campaign. That's why we have that song. Well, anyway, so it says it takes a jab at Don't Mess with Texas, because they have the Don't Mess with Texas, and then they have a red X over it. And they got a guy standing there in a fucking hoodie with fucking sunglasses. And it says, the Texas miracle died in Uvalde. Don't move to Texas. Instead of don't mess with Texas, don't move to Texas. So that's the deal in California. I'm saying, man, they should have done this shit long ago, because we don't need that fucking trash moving over here. They're moving over here every fucking day to get out of that fucking shithole.
California?
Yeah. California is a fucking true fucking shithole. There, you go to fucking L.A., look at some fucking videos, bro, of the homeless people in L.A., that fucking shit called Skid Row. Miles and miles of people just fucking set up fucking tents and shit on the fucking sidewalks and shit. They're taking a fucking piss and a fucking shit wherever the fuck they want. I mean, it's a fucking real fucking shithole. So yeah, they're moving over here every fucking day. They should have done this shit long ago, as far as I'm concerned. Keep that fucking trash over there in California. But it's a fucking shithole, and they're trying to fucking turn the beautiful state of Texas into a shithole is what they're doing. But I digress. So, yeah, according to Texas Monthly, about 700,000 Californians have moved to Texas since 2010.
700,000,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Texas is the state Californians are most likely to move to and often settle in cities like Dallas, Austin, and Houston. So, yeah. I mean, dude, bro, the taxes are so fucking high over there in California. Nobody wants to fucking live there.
Damn.
So they're moving the fuck out, and guess what? They're coming over here. And they're bringing their stupid fucking ideals over here. Look, man, housing was the largest fucking influence in the cost of living, all right, according to a recent study by MIT. The housing costs in California are nearly 50% higher than those in the great state of fucking Texas, bro. What are you going to do? You got to get the fuck out of that shithole. So unfortunately, they're coming over here.
Yeah, Texas is going to be overpopulated at this point.
It already is, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But I digress. Shithole of the week, California. with their fucking shitty billboards. They should have done those billboards long ago. The sons of bitches. Have you seen or heard anything going on over there in the fucking Netherlands? And by the way, we have listeners in the Netherlands. Shout out to those listeners in the Netherlands. These are the Dutch people.
Yeah.
They're farmers, bro, are in a crisis mm-hmm. because their country has elected to become, you know, they don't want to use any fossil fuels or emit any kind of shit into the environment. Good for them, right? However, it's made it impossible to fucking farm. All right?
Well, that's their thing, you know, like that's up to them. That's their own fault for doing that, you know.
Yeah, bro. But what you don't understand is these ideas, they always start out over there. And then somehow they end up here. They're already doing it with this whole fucking Green New Deal or whatever the fuck they're calling it, Green New Deal. They're already doing shit. It's not on this level, though. Not yet. But they will try to get to it here as well. Bro, if you can't fucking farm, you can't eat.
Hey, you can't grow your crops. You can't grow anything.
Yeah. Look it up on the fucking internet, bro. They're in crisis over there, and yet the fucking media, you don't fucking hear a damn thing about it.
Because it's not interesting to them. It's not interesting. They want interesting stories.
No, it should be interesting. It should be interesting because everything fucking that starts over there comes over here. So that's going to come here too. You watch. Give it a few years and our fucking farmers won't be able to farm either because the government's going to make it harder with laws. The government's imposing laws. You see, that's what the fucking liberal shit, that's what the fucking the socialism is. Big government with their fucking laws. Preventing you to do what you normally do and shit. Next thing you know, you're in line for fucking bread. And you're fucking sitting there with your fucking thumb up your ass wondering how it happened. People that have moved from other countries, from countries like Venezuela, from Cuba, over here. Look at Florida, for example. Florida, full of fucking Cubans over there in Florida, okay? Full of fucking Cubans. The first thing they all want to come to America, bro. And they find a way to get here from Cuba, whether they got to fucking come in a boat, where however they come over here and they end up in Florida because it's a hop, skip, and a jump right there. They're used to that environment, and that's where they're at. I guess they come in boats. Who knows? But nevertheless,
yeah,
they get over here. They make lives for themselves. They fucking go to work. They make businesses and shit. They're in Florida. And guess what? They know socialism.
What?
They know what socialism is. So guess what? They're like, yeah, man, what's going on right now in this country, it's scary because it's like back in Cuba. But the people don't fucking see it. The people need to open their eyes to this shit, bro, because it's happening. And it's happening faster than you think. It's happening at an alarming rate. But nobody gives a fuck. And then next thing you know, you're standing there in line waiting for fucking bread with your thumb up your ass, wondering how the fuck you got here. If you have children right now, oh my God, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to keep getting worse. There's a big
yep.
lead right now. There's a big amount of people that hate America, and they're living here now. There's a big uprise in this fucking revolution shit, and it's going to turn America on its fucking back, and we're going to go through some painful times. But I digress. The media silence on the Dutch farmers. I mean, you know, they don't want you to see this shit. Maybe they don't want you to see it. Maybe that's why they're not showing it. Because you'll get ideas. All that fucking transgenderism, all that shit, it started over there. All this fucking global shit, you know, global environmental shit that everybody's fucking all up in arms and shit. It started over there in Europe, and it's coming over here now. Meanwhile, the fucking Chinese, they could give a fuck about it. They're going to go on with their daily lives. The fucking Russians and shit, they could give a fuck about it. The Indians. They have the most people on that fucking piece of land, India, which is no bigger than the state of Texas. They got more people than anybody else in the fucking planet. They could give a fuck about their rating as far as the pollution and all that shit goes. And yet we have to fucking bite that bullet. These motherfuckers, they're giving tax breaks to people who buy electric cars, right? Oh, go get yourself a Tesla. You'll get $6,000 back from the government. Hell, you know what? Fuck it. It doesn't even have to be a Tesla. It can be a Ford. It can be a Chevy. Because they have fucking, electric cars too. You'll get $6,000 to $8,000 back. Well, guess what? These fucking companies just announced, hey, the price of cars went up $6,000 to $8,000. Yeah, there's your fucking money, schmuck. But I digress. Bro.
Yeah?
The carjacking craze. I know you got to know about this shit.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting carjacked. You know, like every fucking person is getting carjacked. Your mommy, your auntie, your daddy, your fucking mom's auntie, whatever the fuck. It doesn't matter. Everybody's getting carjacked nowadays. It's getting ridiculous, you know.
Do you fear of getting carjacked? Do you pack a weapon?
No. I'm not scared because I don't have a car.
All right. So no
I'm
car,
not
good
I don't
for
have
you.
A car.
All right, that's fine. But
they can't jack me for a thing I don't fucking have. I don't have a car, so.
Well, they could mug you though.
Yeah.
If they're gonna carjack you, they could also just mug you. You know, because you know, fuck it, you might have a wallet or a watch.
Yeah.
In 2020, from 2020 to 2021. In Philadelphia, no less, carjackings went up 108% from 2020 to 2021.
God.
Yeah, carjackings went up 108%. According to Fox 29 in Philadelphia, for the year 2022, from January 1st through July 31st, there's already been 757 carjackings citywide. There was a total of 850 in 2021 total. Meanwhile, what they're doing is they're sending people that get busted, you know, because the majority of them are juveniles, bro.
Yeah.
These fucking juveniles get a fucking gun. Next thing you know, they're out robbing people, going for joyrides in their cars and shit. So then they get caught. These people get fucking caught, bro. And you know what they're doing?
What?
To these kids that get caught doing this, oh, we got to go light on them. We gotta give them violin lessons. I shit you not. In Philadelphia, they've got a program through the Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership. They're giving your kid, your kid gets busted, some snot-nosed kid gets busted robbing a car, you know, carjacking a car. They send them to violin lessons for a month at the Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership. And then their fucking records get expunged. So it's like they didn't even have a fucking crime. Bro, they're already fucking 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, however the fuck they are. They're already fucking robbing people. for cars at gunpoint. They're fucking savages out of control. Violin lessons isn't the fucking answer, or do you think? I mean, you're from Philadelphia.
What?
Do you think violin lessons is the fucking answer, or do we need to give these kids time?
Violin lessons.
Violin lessons, bro.
As in the instrument?
Yeah, a fucking violin lesson. The Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership, along with the fucking the courts in fucking Philadelphia, they have a partnership, and these kids, they're deemed, you know, at risk. Motherfucker, you're already robbing people at gunpoint, at risk. You're beyond at risk. I shit you not, bro. This is from Fox 29 in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In fucking New Orleans, which is the king of fucking carjackings in the United States. Now, I don't even have this in front of me, but I saw this over the past week as I was putting this together on the carjacking craze. 619-924-0815. Have you ever been carjacked? Oh, my God. But if you have, call us. Fuck it. If you're listening. If you're not, fuck it. Don't call. Only if you're listening live, because if you're listening through us during the week, we're not going to be here. By the way, our new time this week, just for this week, nobody panic. I felt like doing the show early. But I digress. In Louisiana, and I don't have this in front of me, but a woman recently got carjacked, bro. It was a heinous crime. Heinous crime. Three fucking snot-nosed kids carjacked this woman, dragged her, bro, her fucking arm, ripped her fucking arm off. She fucking bled to death on the street. The kids, nothing as far as punishment, bro. Like, not yet. Like, they're still too, I don't know. It's still up in the air as far as how they're going to get punished. And we'll keep you posted on that because it's a fucking heinous fucking story. And I'm going to look into it more and we'll keep you posted on that. But the carjacking craze is out of control. And if we don't fucking put a stop to it, you can't have a fucking society like this. These people are for the fucking are acting like they're for the fucking for the carjackers. They're offering, you know, fucking violence to the fucking carjackers to get them on the right path. Motherfucker, you're already fucking mugging people, robbing people's cars and shit at gunpoint. You're far beyond that shit. You know what they used to do back in my fucking day? If you were doing some fucking heinous shit like that, they would send you to what they call boot camp. And you had to go fucking bust rocks and shit. That's what they fucking did. Nowadays, everybody's gone fucking soft. Oh, we got to protect the children. We got to protect the children. Until the fucking children get a fucking hand, a gun in their hand. No. Even then, we still got to protect them. We still got to protect them. Even though they're out there fucking people up, ripping people's arms off their bodies, causing them to fucking bleed to death, we still got to protect the children.
Yeah, before the children become the problem themselves, yeah?
Yeah. And this week's bear stories, I got a couple of bear stories this week. Let me close this shit. Oh, here's another thing, bro. You know how I was talking earlier about how fucking Democrats, how Democrats, and what about the Democrats that paid their fucking loans, you know?
Yeah.
They got to be out there feeling like, what a fucking slap in the face to me that is, right? Wait, look at the fucking title of this fucking article that I just pulled up. Just for shits and grins. I'm closing shit, and then I've seen this. It says here, Republicans love handouts until black people benefit from them. They're talking about this fucking. They're talking about this fucking handout for the student debt handout. You know, they're calling it a handout.
Yeah.
Republicans love handouts until black people benefit from them. Are they saying that black people aren't Republicans?
I have no idea.
Black people Republicans. But the way this shit, this is from the root. And they should be ashamed of themselves for fucking gaslighting, fucking with these fucking titles of their fucking articles. Republicans love handouts until black people benefit from them. So what are they saying? That there are no black people Republicans? It's fucking ignorant. And that's where we're at in fucking 2022. A Pomeranian, you know what a Pomeranian is, bro?
No, I don't know what a Pomeranian
is. It's a breed of dog, kind of looks like a little lion. They're cute sons of bitches. In Colorado,
yeah.
A Colorado woman security camera captured a video of the moment that a black bear wandering through her neighborhood was being chased off by a neighbor's small dog.
Wow.
The video captured the bear at about 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday. It showed the bear fleeing past the camera's owner's home.
Oh, my God.
Moments later, though, the cause of the bear's distress is revealed. It was a Pomeranian puppy chasing after the big Bruin, the bear. The homeowner said that the dog belongs to her neighbor, so yeah. Of course, Colorado Parks and Wildlife warned residents that bears in the state are becoming more active as they prepare for hibernation. And, you know, we've got Fat Bear Week coming up pretty soon, where we will announce the fattest bear of the year. Fat Bear Week.
Well, we can't do it next week, though, because next week is the two pay-per-views in the weekend.
Yeah, so there's not a show next week, but there'll be one the following week. In Delaware, another fucking shithole state, but I digress. There was a Pennsylvania man eating with his family at a Delaware restaurant when he made a surprising discovery inside of a clam that he had ordered for dinner.
Oh,
it was a purple pearl, bro. A purple pearl.
That's great.
Yeah, it was rare. It's a rare pearl. He was
Don't tell me he choked on it.
No, he didn't choke on it. He discovered the pearl. He was with his wife and children when he made the discovery. He was like, he said, at first my wife thought it was like a bead or one of those, it looked like one of those dot candies on the paper. We thought the chef dropped something in there. But then they soon realized that it was a fucking pearl, bro.
Well, that's great. I wonder if he got any money for it.
Well, we'll keep you updated if he did.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He apparently is planning to have the pearl appraised, and we will keep you posted right here on the Full Tilt Boogie Show. In other news, it was recently Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Speaking of cats, we just recently lost our cat, Gunner. Oh. It was painful. Well, you know, he was an outdoor cat, but still, we took care of him and shit. We left on a trip.
Yeah.
And just a weekend trip, came back, and there's no sign of him, bro. We made flyers and put out flyers and shit. And it's been a devastating week, bro.
Oh, you lost him. I thought you mean he was dead.
Well, he might be.
I'm pretty sure he'll return home. Don't worry. Don't worry, bro.
It's been over a fucking week already, bro, since we saw him.
Maybe he's hiding somewhere.
I don't know. Why would he hide? He has an endless supply of fucking treats, bro.
Some cats do that. Some cats hide because they're dicks.
We can only hope, and we will keep you posted if Gunner returns. By the way, we have a reward out for Gunner.
Yeah.
But I digress.
For only in Texas, people, not for anybody else.
Yeah. Houston, Texas, but I digress.
Yeah.
Black Cat, it was a Black Cat Appreciation Day, something that was started back in August 17 of 2011 by a New York man who wanted to memorialize his sister and to dispel myths about black cats. Have you ever had a cat?
No, I hate cats.
You hate cats?
No offense. No offense to your cat.
Well, I like cats, but I can't have them indoors. I can appreciate a cat outdoors, but I can't have them indoors, bro. The fucking guitars laying around and shit.
I just think they're nasty animals. I think they're rude, nasty animals. I'm sorry.
Well,
some
you
are,
know,
but some, you know.
They have their ways. But I digress. So, yeah. Apparently it was, Black Cat Appreciation Day on the 17th. So we used to have there was a black cat that we used to like. We used to, he used to come around. And,
it all confuses me.
We gave him a name. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It all confuses me. The fact that a black cat is getting Appreciation Day, even though they're considered bad luck.
Hey, 2022, bro, the Biden administration, that's where we're at. No, that was actually started back in the Obama administration, I think, 2011. But, yeah, we had a man, he was a beautiful black cat. We had named him Knight. I gave him the name Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, right? Oh, man, he had such a great personality. He was coming around and shit. Turned out it was my neighbor's fucking cat. But anyway, we shared Night, man. We would give him treats and shit, and we would sit outside drinking and shit. Night would come around, and we always had a good time at Night. But until a fucking damn dog fucking got a hold of Night. Well, his name was actually Magic.
Oh.
His name was
dog.
Magic. But a fucking dog, bro. Some fucking douchebag walking his dog. Fucking the dog attacked Magic, killed Magic. Fucking pit bull.
Oh, fuck, you scared his ass up.
Yeah.
Now you see Magic, now you don't.
That's essentially what happened, brother.
Yeah.
In Florida, a fucking bear was caught on camera scaling the barbed wire security fence at a Florida Air Force base, bro.
Jesus Christ. They're trying to steal our planes. Not only are they trying to steal our food, they're just trying to steal our vehicles now. And our aircraft.
He did it in a fast fucking 24 seconds, bro. He scaled over the fucking barbed wire wall fence. The barbed wire fence.
Oh, my God.
He went over the fence like a fucking Olympian, Kevin Dalrymple posted on Facebook. He said that the bear is a member of the family of bears that are frequently spotted around the base. So I didn't realize bears were in Florida, too.
They're everywhere. They migrate.
We don't have them here in Texas.
Not yet.
We don't have fucking bears here. Maybe it's too hot for them.
Not yet.
In California, a California woman on a fishing trip with her family captured a video of a large bear that visited their lakeside location and tore into her fucking backpack, bro.
What the fuck?
Fucking Yogi fucking bear, bro.
Hey, boo-boo, I'm going to fuck this woman's backpack, boo-boo.
Indeed, that's what happened when Sandra Endo, who works for KTTV in L.A., told the station she and her family were fishing at a Lake Mary, at Lake Mary in Mammoth Lake, when they were joined by a large bear. She said she loaded her kids into the car for safety while the bear headed to the for the family's backpacks. It tore mine up. There's the aftermath of it all. The fucking picture's all fucked up, bro.
Fucking bear.
She said, we scrambled up the road. We put the kids in the car. They were terrified as the bear tore up my backpack.
You should have driven off. Let's stick around and drive off.
She said, she went on to say, it's very careful. Very. Like bear with a Y. It's very careful.
Oh.
It truly is their world. We are just living it, she wrote. Get the fuck out of here.
Stupid woman.
2022, bro, the little lovely. And fucking, let's see what else we got here. We got, we already did all the big shit, all the student loans and all that shit.
Yeah, we have,
shit
we
hole
have
of the week.
Hunter Biden. We have Ashley Biden's diary.
Let me continue with this madness, if you will. If you will.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know what a mullet is?
It used to be those terrible bad hairstyles.
But, you know, they're back. Actually,
yeah,
they never really
back.
Went away. But in August 19th, they were having the voting was underway for the kids and teens division of the USA Mullet Championships, an annual contest to find the best in the best business in the front, party in the back haircuts in the country.
What a waste of time.
The fucking online polls, they picked the best kid mullet and teen mullet in the USA. The polls were open for a whole week, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
They had 25 finalists. Whittled down from a field of nearly 700 entries. And the teen division features 11 finalists, narrowed down from 80 entries. So the winner in each category earned a title of America's Best Mullet, as well as a $250,100 prize. Cash. Registration for the 2022 Men's Open competition is available until the end of August. The winner will receive $2,500 and the USA Mullet Championships trophy. The $10 registration fee goes to charity group Stop Soldier Suicide. So, yeah, the mullet. Reign supreme. Still a haircut that's being used out there.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega's got a mullet, does he not?
Yeah.
I think
no.
I saw him with a fucking mullet.
Probably. I don't know.
I think he's got a mullet, but I digress. Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley
her
Biden,
diary.
As we know, her fucking diary.
Yeah.
Well, apparently now they have charged people with in a scheme to sell his daughter's diary. Apparently
what
the woman
fuck?
Found the diary in some fucking place that Jill Biden had been staying at. She left it behind like an ignoramus under the bed. A lady fucking found it. Ended up selling it, and now she's getting prosecuted for a stolen fucking diary.
Yeah. This is the 50 Shades of Grey version of Ashley Biden's diary. Disgusting. Who knows what she wrote in this? Who knows what she wrote in this diary?
In their pleas, 40-year-old Miss Harris and 40-year-old Mr. Kurlander and 58-year-old Mr. Kurlander admitted they took part in a conspiracy to transport stolen materials from Florida, where Miss Biden had been living, to New York, where Project Veritas has its headquarters. By the way, Project Veritas were the people that ended up buying the fucking diary. And you understand, Project Veritas is a group that is out there trying to reveal the truth. They're, you know, on the conservative side, not the Democrat side. They're on the Republican side. So naturally, you know, the FBI went and fucking raided Project Veritas and shit. But they had already got rid of the fucking diary. But nevertheless, somebody still had to fucking pay for this fucking crime, and it ended up being this fucking couple.
Yeah.
That ended up selling the fucking diary. Everybody knows what's in the diary already, except for the common person. But all the fucking media types know. They had it in at a fucking Trump rally where everybody fucking got a peek at it and shit. And, you know, I don't know exactly what's in it, but I know that there's some fucked up shit in it. Like, for example, he was taking a shower with her when she was probably a little bit too old to do that. An inappropriate shower, you know, and shit.
Yeah.
And among other shit. But nevertheless, somebody had to fucking pay for it, and it ended up being a fucking couple that took the diary.
Good.
They sold it for
$40,000. $40,000? That's fucking... That's outrageous.
And so that's the scoop on that.
And fucking cheap, by the way. I don't know. That's insulting, actually. $40,000. That's like, this is the daughter of the President of the United States. You would think you would come up with a better fucking much expensive price than $40,000 fucking dollars. No offense.
Well, it is what it is. And this story brought to you by the New York fucking Times. So you can look at it there. It's a long fucking story, but yeah. At the end of the day, somebody had to pay for that. And it wasn't Project Veritas, although they did, we covered it here on the Boogie a couple of months ago when the fucking FBI raided Project Veritas over this fucking diary. But they had already got rid of it. So the diary's out there, you know, obviously there's copies of it and shit. I'm sure it didn't go away for good, but yeah. So that's the latest on the fucking diary.
All right, now it's the Dashaun fucking asshole.
Now let's get to the Ukraine first. They're still sending money. They're still sending fucking money over there.
Yeah.
They announced another fucking several fucking out of $1 billion and shit. They're going over there. For what? What the fuck? What about the weapons that are going over there? They're sending shitloads of weapons over there. You know what the Biden administration has done now? They've made it to where
what?
It used to be common. There's a fucking, whenever you trade or send weapons, a sale of weapons, right? Where everything is on paper and clear for everybody to see. Well, the Biden administration has shut this shit down. We can no longer see where they're selling or exchanging or sending weapons to or anything. So now we have no idea.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up where we're at. They're hiding everything. Why are they hiding this? I'll tell you why they're fucking hiding it. Because they're fucking funneling money. This fucking money, it's all coming back around. It's fucking corruption at its fucking finest. This fucking shithole, it's already done in for, bro. There's nothing there to fucking save. You see the fucking pictures? They've torn it to fucking shit. What's left of this fucking tiny-ass country the size of fucking Connecticut? Or whatever fucking state it is. It's not big at all. There's nothing left of it. The fucking Russians have fucking devastated it. Yet they're still sending fucking billions of fucking dollars and God knows how many fucking weapons. For what? So they can fucking trade them off for fucking money and some shit is all fucked up. But yet they're fucking hiding it now. They're fucking hiding it. The fucking media is a fucking disgrace. Because the media at one time used to fucking look for shit like this. Now they just fucking hide it. They just fucking overlook it. They know it's there. They know what's happening. They just fucking overlook it. And it's a fucking sad state of affairs. For the United States of America. Lady Liberty's getting fucking raped. That's what's going on. And it's a bunch of fucking horse shit, and I'm here to talk about it.
Yeah.
They're undressing her, bro. They're fucking undressing her.
I'm out seeing who is the oppressor, and I'm just a jester, as you unjust her, my Lady Liberty.
Lady Liberty, bro. They're fucking molesting her. They're undressing her. They're fucking her.
Okay, relax.
I don't know how much she can take. I don't know how much more of this shit she can take. It's fucked up, bro. Deshaun Watson, this fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. Recap. I'm gonna do a recap. This guy, you know, he's a football player. He thinks he's tough shit. He refused to play the games because of his certain team. Fucking all women, like 24, I lost count at this point, all said the same thing, that he sexually assaulted them, or, you know,
during massage,
touched them or whatever. Yeah, and, you know, all that. So he got fined and suspension. I guess now there's a new update about this fuckwit.
Yeah,
right?
The last time we talked about it, they had given him a really light suspension of like 4 games or something crazy. It was really fucked up. The NFL fucking, what do they call it? They appealed it. And so now finally it ended up being like 11-game suspension or some shit, and they fined him $5 million. So they gave him an 11-game suspension and $5 million fine for this shit is what he got. And the guy is still saying that he didn't do anything wrong.
Wow.
And the Browns are still saying that, you know, they're giving him a second. And they're telling conflicting stories, bro. The Browns are saying, well, we're giving him a second chance. And he's still like, well, I never did anything wrong. So if he said that he did something wrong and he accepted his shit, well, then he would be a second chance guy, right? But he's still not saying that he did anything wrong and shit. And now there's an NFL senior advisor who is a woman said that she believes, Rita Smith is her name, she believes that he's playing us, that he's playing everybody, and that he is still a danger until he admits wrongdoing. And so that's where we're at. They were fucking calling him a fucking, what was it? The clip that I sent you? They were saying were saying some ugly shit to him when he was at behind the quarterback. Or
hold on,
behind
let me look for it.
Under
quick.
Center that day. It was fucked up.
Let me look for it real quick.
Yeah.
Look for it, huh?
And that was just one game. Meanwhile, in Cleveland,
yeah,
they had some fans, some despicable fans, recently, with signs that said. There was a father and son, okay, had one, the son had a sign, the father had a sign that said, fuck them hoes. And the son had a sign that said, free Watson. And they're standing next to each other. And these are fans at Cleveland, bro. These are fans at a Cleveland Browns game. And you get the fuck out of here, bro. So this is horrible. I seen the picture on Twitter. And they're standing there all fucking happy. The guy, he's wearing a number 4 jersey, Browns, which Deshaun has always been number 4. So it's obviously his jersey. And it says, fuck them hoes, in Browns colors. The kid next to him with also a big smile, free Watson. So that's where we're at with Deshaun Watson. He was talking about how he would allow them to suspend him for 8 games. I don't know what he actually meant by that, but finally he accepted, quote-unquote, an 11-game suspension and got fined $5 million for his wrongdoing. But Christian, my friend, my brother, I don't think this is over yet for him. I don't think this is over for him yet by 1 minute.
No, it's not over for him. He's opened a can of worms that
some
he's going to be
fucking
fucked
players,
with.
Bro, are going to be like, hey, man, hey, bro, we need to have a talk with you, man. We have mothers.
We're
going to
have a talk
sisters.
With you, bro.
Yeah, we have mothers. We have sisters. We have daughters. What the fuck are you doing, dude? 63 women? Out of those, 24 or something like that brought up charges against him? Hey, that's a lot of fucking women, bro.
Yeah, for that, we're going to beat the shit out of you, bro.
And he's still saying that he didn't do anything. He's still in denial. He's still in denial. So the latest is that, the latest is that he's suspended. He's going to play. His first game is going to be against the Texans, the Houston Texans. And oddly enough, it's going to be here in Houston. The tickets for that game, the Texans are not picked to win hardly any games this year, bro. Yeah. However, and so the tickets for their games are really cheap, man. I mean, you can get, like, great seats for fucking $60. Great fucking seats. Seats that are normally like fucking $250, $300. You can get them for $60 nowadays, right now. However, for that game, oh, man, it's almost fucking sold out, and the tickets are high. So I don't think he's going to get a very good response here.
No. Already he's getting shitted on by the crowd, so he's fucked.
But we'll see, and we will keep you posted. I should try to go to that game so I can report on it. See how the fuck it goes. But Christian, you got anything else to say over there, man, in Philly? The Philly Nelly with the chili on the willy?
No, I think we're good.
You think we're good?
Yeah.
I think we're good, too. I mean, shit, we covered a lot. We covered a lot tonight. Tune in to Dynamite Fallout with Chuck Elite and Christian Killjoy next Wednesday as they present their go home show for the All Out pay per view. Is it All Out or All In?
Yeah, it's All Out.
For the All Out pay per view coming up next weekend, and because of that, there will be no show on the Full Tilt Boogie. There will not be a Full Tilt Boogie show, but maybe there will be a All Out post pay per view show. And we'll let the guys fill you in on that. Maybe they'll do predictions for a first time for AEW.
Yeah.
We'll let the guys fill you in on that. So until next time, count us out, Christian. Tell them what's up.
All right. See you all next weekend, you fuckwit. This has been Full Tilt Boogie. Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Peace, motherfuckers. We'll see you next time right here on the Full Tilt Boogie Show, only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.